Jeff Rubin is the founder of National Punctuation Day, which is coming up on Monday, August 22nd. Jeff, that apostrophe S is my nemesis.
Yeah.
I think I know. I thought I knew. I never know. I never know the right usage of that apostrophe S.
Here's a simple way to remember. If you have a singular noun and you want to make it plural, add an S. If the noun does not already end in S. If it ends in S and you want to make it plural, you add an apostrophe S. That simple.
That's not simple to me, Jeff. Say it again.
Okay. If you have a singular noun that does not end in the letter S.
So like the word dog.
Dog. More than one dog is dog.
Right.
D-O-G-S.
Now, it's the possessive that I have a hard time with, that possessive, the apostrophe S. Let's say, well, the dog is scratching its fleas. Is there an apostrophe in that it's?
No, because IT apostrophe S is a contraction for the words it is.
So it's only a contraction, no possession.
No possession. ITS with no apostrophe is the possessive.
Jeff Rubin is the founder of National Punctuation Day, and this is one of the things we're hoping that people will talk about and think more about on National Punctuation Day, August 22nd. Jeff, how about some more punctuation do's and don'ts?
There's a neighbor of mine who has a little rock in the garden on his property, and it says the Johnsons, J-O-H-N-S-O-N apostrophe S. And every time I walk past that rock, because I walk my dog, I say, the Johnsons what?
The Johnsons rock.
He thinks that the Johnsons with an apostrophe S means there's more than one Johnson there. But he's put a possessive there. He's made it a singular possessive rather than a plural. So it should be J-O-H-N-S-O-N-S. The Johnsons, more than one Johnson lives in that house. Billboards and ads with incorrect punctuation absolutely drive me nuts. I was on a baseball ballpark road trip with a buddy of mine 2 weeks ago, traveling through the Midwest, and I worked out in a gym in Cincinnati. And they had this display on the wall, and it said, Members Testimonials, M-E-M-B-E-R, apostrophe S. My thought was, I wonder how this gym stays in business with testimonials from only one member.
And did you mention it to them?
I didn't. But when I do that, and I do that occasionally, I am not met with kindness and tenderness by the owners of the business.
No, they don't want to. They're embarrassed, or they don't want to admit they don't know, or didn't know they didn't know. Sometimes I think that's the case.
They really don't care. and to me, I started off on a sentence earlier, and I kind of got sidetracked. But I think the worst thing is people's acceptance of themselves as poor punctuators and bad spellers and grammarians, rather than doing something about improving their skills. You know, bad spelling is not caused by bad genes. You don't get born with the ability to not be able to spell. And you can teach yourself how to do this stuff. It's not a character flaw. It's not like having a bad temper and you have to go to anger management classes and things like that. You can sit down with a style book or a dictionary and learn how to spell.
Jeff, I have that Elements of Style book. I absolutely love it. It's a small book. It's packed with information.
Yes, it is.
But I have to tell you that sometimes when I'm reading through it and they're talking about past participles and all that technical jargon for grammar that I have forgotten since elementary school, I frankly don't know exactly what they're talking about.
You are also not alone there. And I would recommend going to the National Punctuation Day website, which is nationalpunctuationday.com. I've broken it down into simple terms.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about past participles and things like that. What you need to be able to do is to write a correctly punctuated letter that makes sense. Say if you're applying for a job, if you're applying for a contract, if you're a business person, You need to be able to make a good first impression in writing. You know, nowadays, with the proliferation of business on the Internet, a lot of times we're doing business with people in other states who we'll never meet. I have a newsletter publishing business, and I have clients all over the country, and they found me on the web, and we communicate mostly by phone and by email. And very frequently, our first contact with these people is in writing. We have to make a good impression. It's very important that these people know that they're dealing with someone who is competent and knows how to express themselves clearly. And that's why things like punctuation and grammar and spelling are so important. You know, we all make mistakes. I make mistakes in my email occasionally. My biggest mistake is I type so fast that when I come to a period and the next sentence begins with the word, with the letter I, sometimes I don't hit the cap bar fast enough, and it ends up being a lowercase I. You know, it happens, but if it happens once, it's a mistake. If it happens, you know, eight times, then something's not right.